getting to that time of year. Multiple major events at Hayward Field, the Twilight Friday, Eugene Marathon this weekend, conference track and field championships next week, Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow. Who better to fill us in on what we need to know? The president of USA Track and Field, Vin Lanana, joins us. Vin, how are things?
Things are chaotic. You just defined our next 3 weeks in about 2 seconds.
Well, for you, chaotic seems to be, if not a middle name, a constant companion. But tomorrow night, Tracktown Tuesday, among the guests, Edward Cheserek. I've said before, we can't talk about him a lot on the show because if I list his accomplishments, we only do a three-hour show. But, you know, you've been around this sport for a long time at many levels. How spectacular has it been for you to get to really see this kind of unique career up close and personal?
You know, Edward is really spectacular in a lot of ways. You know, whether you look at his background, growing up as a kid, whether you look at his career in high school and all the great accomplishments he had, or you look at what he's done at Oregon for 4 years. I mean, I feel like he's been here 10 years. If you were trying to list all the things that he's had, 17 times, and 17 times NCAA champion. I mean, most people hope to win one. And he's really an extraordinary young man.
Before we move along, aside from his appearance, a lot of other activities surrounding tomorrow's event. I usually start with this, but, you know, Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow, what else is happening and what do folks need to know?
Well, it's basically at the Downtown Athletic Club, the same as it's been. The social begins at 6 p.m. You can get a beverage or something to eat from 6 until 7. The show starts at 7. And we just run through three different segments, and we already hit one. And Edward Cheserek is going to be one of our guests with his coaches. Then we have Tom Jordan, the Prefontaine beat director, and a great guest that he brought, Shannon Roberry. Then we have the OTC Elite Group, and we have a great representative whose name is Andrew Asagi. That's our lineup for tomorrow, and that starts at 7, ends at 8.
All right, you mentioned Shannon Roberry, who not only an accomplished runner, but, you know, graduated magna cum laude from Duke. She's now based in Portland. She's been an Olympian in the world, so for those not familiar, what's been her specialty, and what kind of careers she had as she now competes into her 30s?
Well, she's pretty impressive. You already hit her academic accolades, but she holds three American records. And she's been great at 1,500 meters. She's been great at the mile. She's been great at the 5,000. I mean, she's a special young woman, and she'll be competing at the Prefontaine Classic this year.
And another guest, you mentioned Andrew Asagi. He's a Brit, represented England in the London Games in 2012. And I read that, you know, he's battled some injury issues. So how's he coming along? What's his event? And when does he compete next?
He works directly with Mark Rowland. They speak the same language. And I think that you'll find that both of them do a fantastic job. Andrew is really a very talented athlete, and I think that if people who end up listening to him tomorrow night at Tracktown Tuesday will see how intelligent, creative, and how dedicated he is to the sport and in rebranding and redeveloping the OTC Elite. I think Andrew is really critical to that mission to continue to grow that that group.
We're talking with Vin Lanana, Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow at the DAC. Doors open at 6. So Friday is the twilight at Hayward, traditionally the last event for Oregon before the conference championship, starts the outdoor season at Hayward. But, you know, these teams have been competing since January at various events. Is this more of a tune-up for the Pac-12s, or what exactly is on the line?
Well, there's a lot of different things. The Twilight Meet represents so many different parts of the program. I mean, first of all, we have these elite section, which will be all great events. It'll be a quick, action-packed program. But we also offer opportunities for more developmental athletes that'll be a little earlier in the day. Then we have a kids component that goes along with it, a kids half-lapper. We also have a middle school miles that are included in it, and we also have a, which is really two really key components to me, is we really give out and recognize the awards for our officials, our dedicated officials. We could never do the things we do at Haverfield without the Oregon officials. And then we also, the last piece that we'll do is recognize a great group of seniors.
You've always been about more than just what's happening now. You're about growth, and this weekend, of course, is the Eugene Marathon. We've spoken many times with Richard Mayer. This is the 11th annual. When you think from that first one to now, I mean, what kind of an international event this has become. How amazing has it been to see, you know, what a top-notch happening this has grown into?
You know, it's hard to be considered a track town without having a first-class marathon. I think Andy and Courtney Healy, along with Richard, have done a great job at developing the Eugene Marathon, and it is an internationally renowned event. And we really are proud to have them finish at Hayward Field. And it's really a lot of things happening this weekend.
And folks could learn the details, EugeneMarathon.com. Final couple of thoughts for Vin Lenana. You know, obviously, I know you're not the coach. Robert Johnson has continued to excel with both programs. But if you look ahead a little bit to the Pac-12s, be it the men or women of Oregon, what kind of shape do you think they're in to compete for titles?
Oh, it's really, the Pac-12s is clearly one of my favorite meets. I think it really brings together some of the best schools in the country in an outstanding conference. We mix that all up at Hayward Field. There'll be great performances, 13th and 14th of May. We have really a very special group of young men and women. So I think that Robert and his staff have done a magnificent job. I think they'll be prepared to successfully be in a position to defend their title.
All right, and lastly, I always like to do the radio reset. Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow at the DAC. What's on tap? What do the folks who are listening now need to know?
Well, they need to show up at 6 p.m. They've been really having great attendance, so show up at 6 for the social. Show begins at 7. We have an outstanding group in Cheshirek and his coaches, Shannon Robrey and Tom Jordan and Andrew Asaje. They will be the people that will be on deck. We end at 8 tomorrow night, Downtown Athletic Club.
All right. Hey, Vin, always great catching up. It's got to be a fun time, albeit a busy time of the year for you. But, you know, it's going to be top-notch events, and you know how excited the folks around here are going to be. So thanks for the time. Enjoy it all.
Oh, thanks so much, Steve. Take care.
All right, take it easy.